a production of the Whitfield Media Group. Health, nutrition, lifestyle, and so much more. Welcome to Vital Health Radio, presented by Vascular Institute and Vein Clinic on 98.1 The Lake, with your host, owner of Nutrition World, Ed Jones, and Clint Powell.
It's Sunday, December 3rd, 2023, broadcasting from the Optimize You studio. Good morning and welcome to Vital Health Radio, presented by the Vascular Institute and Vein Clinic, 98.1 The Lake. Thank you for joining us. We are a radio show that teaches you how to take control of your health, focusing on accurate, up-to-date, fact-checked health advice that is not paid for, brainwashed into, nor loyalty to any institution except honesty. I'm Ed Jones with Nutrition World, and joining me is the PhD of East Ridge, Clint Powell. Good morning, Clint.
How you doing, sir?
I'm running a little slow. Instead of 80 miles an hour, I'm about 54, but that's okay.
Wow, okay.
A little overwork going on and a little bit of a...
Well, we're in the middle of the holiday malaise, too.
Yes.
We're busy, and yet we have downtime, and we're tired, and we're reflecting, and it's a crazy time. Looking to next year, reflecting on this year, families around, business, it's just crazy.
Gosh, that's kind of depressing. Man, I got to leave.
Yeah. You're welcome.
Okay.
That's what I'd like to bring to the show. You're welcome, everybody.
Hey,
good night. Bye.
I got to get on to Clint, though, because he has some habits that are really, really are destructive to him. I was coming in here to do this show, and I see his car, his 1973 Nissan or whatever, with no paint left on the hood,
right,
flying out of the parking lot, and he turns around and comes back.
Yeah.
And I say, go ahead and eat, because I already knew
what he was doing. Somebody was late, but go ahead. I'm sorry.
And he has gone too long without eating, because anytime you do that, this is what happens. You get overly sensitive to the foods you then will eat, and then what happens is insulin goes skyrocketing. You put on body fat.
Yeah.
So you should have eaten at 12 o'clock. What time did you get up this morning?
I get up every morning around 5 or 5:30.
You had breakfast, or you had drink, or what?
I had my green drink, and I have a banana every morning.
And what else have you had today?
I've had a small 2 handfuls of popcorn.
Oh my gosh!
I had protein pack in my green drink though.
That was long gone.
Yeah, it was. I drank that around 7:30.
Did you box this morning?
No, that was yesterday. Today it'll be weight training. Tomorrow's boxing again.
I saw that picture of you boxing. That's pretty cool.
Andy, yeah, he destroyed me yesterday.
What a workout!
God, he destroyed me. I got watered in my, you know, I was on the, if he'd have gone one more round, I would have probably thrown up, but that's okay.
Oh.
Which would have been fine. I haven't thrown up in years. If you can do it. Bring it to me. Let's, you know.
That's a trophy.
That's absolutely right.
Bragging rights.
He'll tell me too. He'll start counting down 1 minute. I'm like, reset the clock, man. He's like, you want me to reset the clock? No, I'm just kidding.
Anyone who has never had gloves on and boxed, even sparred or shadow boxed, has no idea the drain that puts on the system. I think and someday I want you to help me, because I know I have a bad habit, which is tending to hold my breath.
I do too, because
I fear the fear of getting hit, even if it's by myself, it's still there. And I just need to work on not holding my breath.
Yeah. It is a great workout. I love it. And the reason I like, especially when you're working out with somebody that's so good as Andy, as soon as your body starts to adapt and you start to get comfortable, and you're like, okay, I know how to get through this workout. It just a slight turning up of effort, just a little bit, and you are back to square one. I mean, you're just, you're like, okay, I got this. And he starts moving at a different pace, putting different cadence on it, moving back. And now all of a sudden you're like, okay, now I'm going to throw up again. Dadgum. So, yeah, it was good.
That is good. I feel like you're really scooting up on the intensity of workouts this past
thanks
few
to Andy.
Months.
Yeah, Andy's killing me.
Yeah.
Yeah, thank him.
Had an interesting time with my Bronco, and I know this is not about health, but I want to plug a mechanic, which is their family, but Jack D, J-A-K-D, on Hickson Pike. My Bronco, I barely made it into the store parking lot, and I thought, I'll take it over to Tire Discounters across the street on Sunday.
Yeah.
And I pulled out, and the car completely stopped, and there was about a mile of traffic behind on Lee Highway. I popped the hood up. I kept jumping it off, and it would go about 8 feet up that hill toward the Taco Bell area. And finally, two angels showed up, which were Rhonda Passuer and her husband, who works downstairs at Nutrition World. She does thermography, which is a very safe way to for women to decide whether they actually need mammograms. It's a much no radiation type of system that analyzes the breast and the health of the breast. And they just hooked me up to a chain to his truck and pulled me all the way to Tire Discounters. Tire Discounters the next day said, this is major. This is not just a belt that came off. So Mike and his son at Jack D, J-A-K-D, he gives 10% discount to all Nutrition World people who have that discount card. So
fantastic.
Amazing honesty with how he works on all automobiles. So I put a big plug in for him, of course.
And you squeezed in some health stuff with the people that helped you pull it.
There you
Way
go.
Way to go. So it is about
that's
health.
Slick. Am I
it
not
is.
Slick?
Yeah, you're like a radio professional.
That wasn't sliding anything in. That's just my big mouth.
Okay, cool.
I did have a moment of outspokenness. I don't regret at Crunch Fitness last week.
Ooh.
A young girl up there, I'm not going to mention her name. She's 24 years old, and she's been up there quite some time. And my buddies Will and Brian were standing there. And so she comes over, and I say, ooh, what's that big rock on your hand? She says, I'm getting married.
Oh, okay.
And so Brian's going like, oh, that's so wonderful. It's just so perfect. I'd love it for you. I said, well, I kind of have a good and bad comment about that. And she said, what? I said, yes, the facts are this. 53% of all marriages end in divorce, and 20% more want to get divorced than they don't. So you have a 73% chance of not being in a good place because you're getting married. But here's the catch. Here's the benefit to why you want to get married. You almost cannot have a second. You cannot have a good marriage without a first failure, because then the second one you've learned from your first failure. I said, everyone in this gym has had one divorce if they're remarried. And that's how they made the second marriage work. And Brian and Will were like, no, Ed, you are the, I can't believe you said that. It's so true. It's 53% end in divorce, and another 20% don't want to be married. And it's like, okay, if you had a 73% chance of getting hit in the head with a bowling ball if you walk outside, what? I think you'd wear a helmet. I don't think you'd walk outside. So I'm just throwing myself down the gutter there. Let's get talking about some other stuff.
No, you don't get to just run by that little, negative nugget you threw out there.
No,
you're depressed on what I said. What kind of unmotivational life coach are you?
Truth.
We're 100% chance of dying, but we get up and make the best of it every day.
Most people deny that. They don't think they are going to die until they're 100.
Okay, well, I'm just telling you right now. You know what, young lady? I don't know if you listen to this or not. You go forth. You make your marriage work. You pour yourself into it, and good luck.
And she has to pour herself so she can fail, so she can learn from hard lessons.
How do you know she's going to fail? I don't understand that.
She has a 73% chance.
Uh-huh.
I'll go to Vegas and have those odds any day of the week if I was the house. I'll take that. Yeah. All right.
Wow.
And speaking of Vegas, with that new flight going out from Chattanooga now, that's pretty exciting twice a week.
Okay. I don't fly, but sure. Whatever.
You don't fly and you don't gamble.
Yeah, I don't gamble. No, I don't gamble.
Have you heard of the Balance of Nature products that's been sold on TV for 3 or 4 or 5 years? Mm-hmm. Everyone has. They spent a fortune. The number one viewed article on NutritionW.com was my take on Balance of Health, Balance of Nature products, speaking to their poor quality, speaking to their unethical means. This was written almost 4 years ago, and it's still the number one viewed article. I rewrote the article 3 months ago with new updated information that they are in serious trouble, blank, blank, blank. Well, just learned yesterday that the government has made them stop producing and selling its products because they will not comply with what we call good manufacturing practice. That rule, that law says if your factory does not meet certain cleanliness demands, efficiencies, you will be shut down. So all these people who say, oh, we're an unregulated industry, it's proof right here that they can go in and close a company anytime they see danger. This was apparent in Balance of Nature. So if you want to read about it, you can go to nutritionw.com and go to our blog and you can read about that. Have you ever done rucking? Rucking?
Wait a minute. You talking about where you put the rucksack on and kind of run or
the
walk?
The weighted pack on your back.
Well, no, but in rugby, there's something called rucking. And when
it is?
Yeah, there's rucking where you ruck over and that's knock somebody off somebody or your teammate with the ball. So when you said that, I was like, well, yeah, but yeah, I know what rucking is.
Yes. It is growing exponentially in this country. And I know Dr. Peter Attia, who I talked so much about with his book Outlive, that is a real turn for the positive in healthcare and in information of what we can do to live what he calls the centenarian decathlon, which is living to older age and not being frail. Breathing is not living. It's not being frail is really where it's at. And he talks about the benefit on a lot of his stuff. But this came someplace else. You burn more calories. In fact, you can burn up to 45% more calories rucking, which is a backpack, a balanced backpack now, not just your old school backpack with bricks in.
There's specific bags made for
this. That balance you and all that. Yeah. But you can burn 45% more calories than walking. In one study of walking while carrying a load, the weighted walking led to significant, now we're talking significant improvements in psychophysical responses, increases in the squat, jump, push-ups, sit-ups, and maximal oxygen uptake in 10 weeks of training.
I wonder if that's true for a weighted vest.
I think it would have to
be. Because I have a 20, I have a weighted vest I use sometimes when I do my 20 pounds.
I bet it would.
But 20 pounds is 20. And here's the thing. If you've lost 20 pounds, put on a vest that's 20 pounds and walk around in it. You'll be like, oh, my gosh. It'll be amazing. It'll freak you out. Yeah.
That would be good. My legs are strong, but they don't have a lot of spring in them. And I'm thinking maybe that rucking might help me with some of that spring.
Yeah. The weighted vest is good, too.
You know, walnuts have always been considered a health food. I certainly have always put them way up on the list because they are one of the few nuts that help to balance cholesterol and other things. But here is the negative. They found when they tested walnuts, and believe it or not, the two companies that failed the test on mold devastates our health. And Diamond and Kirkland had the highest amounts of mold. And guess who had one of the lowest? Walmart.
Diamonds are big too. That's buy the Diamond almonds.
Great value from Walmart. Only had 600 CFUs, and the Diamond had 2,700, and that's a measurement of pretty toxic mold. Dang. So I
wish they do almonds because I'm an almonds and pistachio person.
Almonds don't grow mold quite as easily as walnuts for some reason.
How about pistachios? I wonder.
Yeah. You know, it costs so much money to do these things. And like this, I pay for this service. I pay $100 and something from Consumer Labs every year to get this information so the public doesn't see it.
Wow.
And, you know, how they going to make money? They can't do too much testing because they're not selling it.
You just have to be picky and choose.
So they're picky. That's what they're doing.
Pick and choose, yeah.
Yes. Well, guess what? It's already time to take a break. When we come back, we're going to be talking.
During the commercial break, are you going to write a blog for your website about how not to get married? Is that your next?
That's a great idea.
That'll get more hits than your.
It probably would. Balance of nature.
There you go. Of marriage.
Clint is always full of outstandingly
bad ideas.
Pathetic ideas.
Yes.
But when we come back, we are going to hopefully talk about oxygen and oxygen therapy with Brandon, and that plus more to come as we continue. For Clint Powell, I'm Ed Jones, and stay with us.
You're listening to Vital Health Radio, presented by Vascular Institute and Vein Clinic. More to come after these brief messages.
Hey folks, Clint Powell here, and I've done marketing a long time, and they say an effective commercial will mention the name of the company at least 3 times. Well, this isn't about a company, it's about my podcast, During the Break Podcast. Guess what? You can go to your favorite podcast platform and just search During the Break Podcast. It should pop right up. You can go on Facebook and find me at During the Break Podcast. So add my podcast to your playlist, During the Break Podcast.
The Vascular Institute of Chattanooga is the area's only comprehensive endovascular vascular specialty center dedicated to critical limb disease with a special focus on amputation prevention. The staff of experts provides complete medical assessment, therapies, and procedures with on-site surgical interventions if needed. Appointments and new patients are now being accepted at the Vascular Institute of Chattanooga. For more information, visit vascularinstituteofchattanooga.com.
At Texas Roadhouse, they're famous for their hand-cut steaks, fall-off-the-bone ribs, made-from-scratch sides, ice-cold beer, and their irresistible fresh-baked bread.
They take great care in everything they prepare, served with big smiles at a great value.
Texas Roadhouse is always focused on providing legendary food and legendary service.
Download their mobile app, place an order, and pick up curbside. Texas Roadhouse, located at Shalford Road and I-75.
Optimize You Chattanooga is a hormone optimization and recovery center that specializes in hormone replacement therapy for both males and females. If you are suffering from mood swings, fatigue, low libido, or weight gain, then your hormone levels might be low. We offer in-house lab panels as well as testosterone, progesterone, estradiol, and peptide therapies. We are currently accepting new patients. Know your levels because normal is not optimal. For more information, check us out at OptimizeYouChattanooga.com.
Welcome back. You're listening to Vital Health Radio, presented by Vascular Institute and Vein Clinic on 98.1 The Lake.
Welcome back, and thank you for making us a part of your day. I'm Ed Jones with Nutrition World, back with my partner Clint Powell, and we're here with Brandon Jones from the Oxygen Health Spa. Welcome to Vital Health Radio, Brandon.
Thanks for having me. I'm excited to be here.
Can I say something real quick?
You go right ahead, Clint.
I just want everybody to know that Ed cannot remember his last name. All right, continue on.
Thank you so much. You know what?
You go to this guy all the time. You're one of his best customers.
You know what?
Like, I can't remember that guy's
Clint,
name.
Be quiet. Jones. I got it. Listen, you know what you are, Clint?
I'm negative, Nancy.
No, you're a boner head.
Oh,
that's what it is.
Oh, dang
you
it.
Big
all right.
Dummy.
All right, my bad. Your all turn, right. Sir.
I have gone to over 100 sessions at Oxygen Health Spa, which is hyperbaric oxygen chamber. And Brandon, that's his entire profession, very great expert at the benefits of why would a person want to pay good money to climb into a kind of an isolation tank, but you got big windows, so it's not claustrophobic,
right.
Unlike the old ones, and you under pressure. I've only had one time out of 100 that I had a cold where I had to come out. Other than 99 was perfectly fine. And I know long term that it is benefiting me. And in the short run, it benefits greatly if you do often sessions. So tell people, what is hyperbaric?
Absolutely. So hyperbaric is, and people get it confused sometimes with just breathing in pure oxygen. But what you do is you crawl into a chamber, you get into a chamber, and under pressure, you're breathing in pure oxygen. And so this has so many massive benefits. It's anti-inflammatory, antiviral, antibacterial. It boosts your stem cells and boosts your cell regeneration and boosts your mitochondrial engine, which some clinics around the country say it boosts your fat loss, which that's skating the line of really what it can do, but. It's so amazing in so many ways. So it's strengthening, healing, and recovery is really what we're focused on, Ed.
That's perfect. And you have on your card here, pre-post-op surgery, I did my double hip replacement and I got to you pretty darn quickly. I think maybe day 9, day 10, but I also did several right before I went into surgery. And I do feel, if you go to YouTube, Nutrition World Channel, you can see how I recovered from that so quickly that actually my orthopedic surgeon was pretty much blown away. And he actually came to the store and spent a couple $100 after he saw the things I was taking. And I made a big point of the hyperbaric. I want to say that I did I had a conversation with a client at the Nutrition World last Saturday. It was a sad story. Of course, this is my sad day to have sad stories on Vital Health Radio.
Yes.
Yeah, run with it.
We're committing.
She's a beautiful little 70-year-old lady, and she came in, and she's talking about osteoporosis. I said, well, here's the facts of the case. Here's what I think you should do. And I said, but one of the missing links is lifting weights. She said, well, I'm having to lift a lot of weights now because my husband's in a wheelchair, and I could tell something was odd with her comment. I said, what happened? And she said 11 weeks ago, he was standing in the front yard with a post hole digger and a storm came through and lightning struck the post hole digger.
My goodness.
When they got there, she said his feet were boiling is what she said because all electricity went out and it kind of burned everything. And I said, I tell you what I think you should consider is hyperbaric. I'm sure that would be from burns to any of the injuries. Why? Because oxygen is... when you're 15 years old, you have a wonderful transport systems of oxygen because of the exceedingly lung health and all the things we have in the prime state of our life. at 40, 50, 60, we are at best 50% of where we were at 15. So if we have illnesses, we have surgery, we have problems, we want to concentrate the healing capacity of oxygen. There is really no way to do that except under pressure.
Exactly. And so any internal or external wound on the body, we can heal 3 to 5 times faster than what you normally
really would. 3 to 5.
3 to 5.
Wow.
And so it's just amazing. I mean, so what the hospitals really are underutilizing this modality, where they're primarily just using it for burn victims. Mm. Whereas really we now understand the greater capacity of just healing everything. And so anything, and that's why the anti-inflammatory comes back into effect too. Mm. So 3 to 5 times. And again, the greatest thing about this modality is we're not focalizing it on your hand or your brain or just your skin. It's healing everything.
Well, I was just going to say one of the things, and I know you said you got to walk the fine line about the weight loss,
right?
But I'm imagining, and this is where Ed and you can correct me, but if I'm improving my systems overall, if I'm improving my health and my recuperation overall, then that's probably going to let my body do other things more efficiently too.
Exactly.
So that might be a secondary response. It's not directly caused, but I'm assuming the healthier I am, the right. more my body is going to do what it's supposed to do, which is burn through the calories or repair itself.
Right. Exactly. Right. And so it's greater energy to be able to do those things.
Yeah.
And
absolutely.
So, well, again, you said the word mitochondrial function. That is the engine of our cells.
Right.
That is why we age far faster than we should. These are the people who are 80 who are robustly healthy. Their mitochondria was somehow gifted to not be weak, and that, because other systems can go down and we can manage. You cannot manage a bad mitochondrial system. Other things that bother that is nutritional deficiencies, toxins, you name it. It can hurt the mitochondrial function, and omega-6 from foods that are processed, which are the seed oils, canola, safflower, and all that. I make a big deal of that. But I know, at least in Nutrition World's world, I have a card here in front of me with some of the benefits of hyperbaric. These are the kind of people that I have spoke and given your card to. People with Alzheimer's, definitely, autism, Lyme disease, of course, wound healing, anti-aging for those of us who really don't have anything wrong, but we want to make sure that stays that way. And honestly, I don't do it as much as I know I could benefit. You tell me, but I do it 1 to 2 times a week. And I know if people have issues, what, they need 3 to 4 a week?
Correct.
Yeah, for a period of time.
Correct.
And then maybe 1 or 2 for maintenance?
Yeah, so depending on what you come in, so we sell packages. So they're all hour-long sessions. So we sell 1, 5, 10, 20, and 40 session packages. And our recommendation is depending on the injury issue or goal. And then we would do that protocol. And then after that, we would enter what we call a maintenance phase, which is 1 to maybe 2 a week. For a certain amount of time, and then that can either go up or down depending on what your body's doing.
So. Absolutely. And also, I love the fact that you have post-COVID on here,
right?
Because that is still somewhat of a mystery, but we do know, and you know, I love the term a rising tide raises all ships. As Clint spoke about, if you raise your level of health, most things will improve.
Right.
They just do. If you go to the gym and you're going there to create more circulation, well, you'll probably have less depression. You'll probably have better sleep. You'll have, you know, better health all the way around. So I know you have a lot more different things that you talk about, but you talk about, I think, about a concussion. You have someone who comes to you for concussions?
Yes. And so I had a young boy. He was 11 years old and climbing in the rafters of his parents' house and fell from the rafters and hit headfirst on a concrete slab.
Mm.
Ended up breaking his arm, got a major concussion. And so our concussion protocol is 20 sessions. At the beginning of it, his mom walked him into the studio. He was very lethargic, sat down, wouldn't even make eye contact, very glassy eyed, very, very classic concussion symptoms. So by the end of he didn't even do the full 20. By the end of his 15th session, he was literally coming in the studio and running circles around me.
Was he?
And just night and day. So completely reversed. And that was in a matter of, it's probably a month and a half of 3 sessions a week. And it was just amazing. And you mentioned COVID. This kind of came to my mind real quick. I had, she's a local pharmacist in Chattanooga, but she had probably the most severe, long COVID symptoms I'd ever seen. And you know, my parking lot, it's probably 15 feet, mm-hmm. 10 feet from when you park at the front and walk in. Her husband had to help her in and sit arm in arm, and she was out of breath by the time she sat down inside. It was no distance at all. She did a 20-session protocol, and at the end of that, she was walking, she was talking normal, she wasn't gasping for air, completely turned around her COVID symptoms.
So. Here's another one I heard this past Saturday. I forgot about this. This lady's been shopping with me for 35 years. I'm sure you know her. I wouldn't say the name on the radio, but she has had a cough for as long as I've known her, 35 years. She told me that the very first day in her past 35 or 40 years was the day after doing one chamber. She did not cough that morning. In fact, here was a story she told me. I'm glad I just brought this up in my head because I want to tell other people. She said she had a granddaughter who grew, who she was close to. And as the granddaughter grew up, she would not call her by her name. She would call her by cough. Because that's what she identified the grandmother by, because she coughed so much every single day. Right. She said, "Cough, can you come here?" So that was her nickname. And and nobody told her. The daughter, the granddaughter just was so young, she just knew that that was called a cough.
Right. How sad and disappointing that is to live your life that way.
Yes.
So I know who you're talking about, and I won't say her name either. She has now come in and bought a package and is doing has done four sessions with me. And she says things now like, "I can laugh."
Yeah, she could never laugh.
I can start
coughing every time.
I can breathe deeply. I can have meaningful conversations. I can walk longer distances.
I came in and did it once.
Right.
And I will say this, and I'm not claustrophobic,
right.
but I don't like, don't put me in a tube, man. And so I was kind of anxious. And the first few minutes, I'm like, okay. And then you fall asleep. You become so comfortable.
Right.
It's some of the best. I hate to say this. It's some of the best sleep I got. The last 40 minutes of that thing, I was I'm like, okay, I don't know. How do I get it? And the next thing you're just like, Mr. Powell, you ready to get out? I'm like, yeah, we're done now. You know,
probably 75% of people that come in just fall asleep.
Yeah,
because it feels
once you get used to it.
Yeah, exactly. And I will say, most people are nervous. It's the unknown.
That's
right?
all it was. Yeah,
you don't know what you're experiencing, but at the end of the day, it's very simple. Once you do it once, you're going to get hooked, especially once you realize what it does for you. But it really just feels. And tell me your guys' experience. But people explain it in their own words, like a way. Blanket and just kind of leaving the world outside the window kind of the best way to explain.
Well, you've got more experience, Ed. I just loved it because it felt like a good solid hour of rest.
Yeah,
like probably I didn't.
Well,
get
here's
it
the thing. I go in there and I'm very committed to meditating, and so I use it to count my breath and other things. But my Aura Ring always picks up 20 to 30 minutes of REM or deep sleep while I'm in there. I don't even know I'm sleeping, but I'm getting it registered. Last thing is, I did have an accident in the tank. I took a little bottle of peppermint oil that I carry in my pocket, and it proved to me the pressure, the PSI that's in there.
Didn't it?
It popped it.
Yeah.
And it got all over my front of my pants, this oil.
You know how long it took me to get that smell out of the chamber, by the way?
You had to replace the chamber, probably.
About another 20 visits worth.
Yeah, exactly.
But I encourage anyone to pursue the looking into this at Oxygen Health Spa, and for people to learn more, talk to you, get prices, what would you like to tell them?
Yeah, absolutely. So you can call me anytime. My phone number is 423-750-6422. Or you could stop by and just check out the shop on your own. My address is 7550 East Brainerd Road, Suite 111. And love for you to stop by and come check us out.
That's wonderful. And I will be there probably tomorrow.
That sounds
or
good.
Actually, not tomorrow, the day after tomorrow. And my daughter, I will say this real quickly, went before she did. And I wasn't into it like I am now because I didn't know you. But I took her down to get hyperbaric the evening before her tonsils were removed.
Mm-hmm.
Because there is no doubt that if you're going to have surgery, the befores and after is mind-boggling. And
it's
do
huge.
Not expect your GP, your traditional thinker, to be outside the box. It's not going to happen. So it's time always to know that we have to be our own advocate.
Can I say something real
yes.
quick? If you need a prescription, though, I'm a doctor. I've got mine through Waffle House in East Ridge.
Done.
So I'll
there
be happy
go.
To write you a
Perfect.
Prescription for it because I myself have done it.
I knew we had a guy. I knew we had a guy.
You can tell.
Send it my way. It'll be on a Waffle House napkin. A little syrup stain. It'll be great.
I love his credibility.
Yes.
That is
go
so
to the
good.
Show.
Well, I appreciate you, Brandon, and
yes, sir.
We will try to do this about every 6 months so that we can continue to educate people of options for their health.
Let's do it.
It is time to take a break. When we come back, We will be having more words of hopefully knowledge and not so sad. I'm going to try to throw a little optimism in there as we continue. For Clint Powell, I'm Ed Jones, and stay with us.
We're all about healthy living and enjoying life. Vital Health Radio, presented by Vascular Institute and Vein Clinic. We'll be back after these brief messages.
Did you miss last week's Vital Health Radio? Is there a guest you want to hear again? Or maybe because of your busy schedule, you only had time to listen to part of an episode? Well, we can solve all those problems with Vital Health Radio On Demand. Check out our website at vitalhealthradio.com, click on past shows, or go to your favorite podcast location, search Vital Health Radio Download. You'll find all of your past shows at your convenience. Then click on the subscribe button for all future shows. We're making life better for your busy lifestyle, a production of the Whitfield Media Group.
At Silverdale Baptist Church, we exist to lead people into an authentic relationship with Christ so they will worship God, grow in their faith, and then serve the Lord. Learn more about us and discover a campus and service time that fits you best at SilverdaleBC.com.
Join Sean Whitfield, Amy Morrow, and Barry Quarter
each Saturday at 9 a.m. for On the Move Radio on 98.1 The Lake.
A great radio show about all things Chattanooga. Don't miss it.
A production of Whitfield Media Group.
Vector Security can create you a home automation solution that will give you the convenience and peace of mind of being able to control your security system, lights, locks, video, thermostat, and more, all from your Vector Security app. Vector Security provides professional alarm and security system monitoring to ensure your home is well protected against all threats. Vector Security has 24/7 expert security monitoring, lifetime satisfaction guarantee, complete home automation, and is 100% wireless. Choose Vector Security. Find them online at vectorsecurity.com.
Are you into fitness, bodybuilding, or just want to live a healthy life?
Are you looking for a new show that's very entertaining and different?
Well, I've got the show for you.
It's Chattanooga Fitness Download, presented by Optimize You. It's a podcast that achieves all of these goals.
Join professional bodybuilder Matt Davis, me, Darren Johnson, and Sean Whitfield.
You can find Chattanooga Fitness Download, presented by Optimize You, at all major podcast platforms.
Also, check out our website, ChattanoogaFitnessDownload.com.
Welcome back. You're listening to Vital Health Radio, presented by Vascular Institute and Vein Clinic on 98.1 The Lake.
Welcome back. We are a radio show that's all about your health, wellness, lifestyle, nutrition, and healthy living. I'm Ed Jones with Nutrition World, back with my partner Clint Powell. Tell the listeners how they can access both your podcast and Vital Health Radio.
Absolutely. During the break podcast, I have conversations with very interesting people. During the break podcast.com, Day 5 with Dawson Wheeler. He is the owner, former owner and founder of Rock Creek Outfitters, dayfirepodcast.com. The Crime Cast with former Chattanooga Police Chief David Roddy. We talk policing and crime and old cases. Thecrimecast.com. This radio show, Vital Health Radio, comes out every Tuesday, maybe sometimes Monday, but for sure on Tuesdays as a podcast. So you go to your favorite podcast platform and you just look up Vital Health Radio Download, and there you go. You can listen to it at your convenience.
Lovely, lovely.
Yeah, thank you.
And I don't usually get a newspaper, but someone brought me one with the restaurant reports, and no one failed. I just want to make a comment of a couple places that I eat. Of course, that's what we all do. We look on there, we see where should we or should we not be eating.
Right.
And Southern Star is a 94. Southern Star is where Katie and I eat most Monday, Wednesdays, and Fridays downtown. It sounds like a long ways from Nutrition World. It's actually only about 14 minutes, but they have foods that, one, agree with me very well. I take my olive oil in every single time I go. Pour okay. 2 tablespoons on my broccoli, my coleslaw, whatever my protein food is, which depends on the day of the week because they have kind of like a buffet. And I get always a good vegetable down there. So they have some pretty good choices if you want to make that drive or if you are downtown Southern Star.
I used to eat there all the time when I worked downtown.
Did you?
Yeah, I loved it. I eat there probably once or twice a month.
Good family-owned operation.
Yeah, good food.
Uh, most of you, if you followed me for a long time, you know, with my hip replacement, I had about 70 sessions with Summit Physical Therapy. Mm-hmm. Really, really respect them. But they have an offer here that's pretty darn good. Have you ever had dry needling?
No, but I've read about it, and okay. I would like to see if it's legit.
Well, you can go with this card. Mm-hmm. I'm going to give it to you. You can do one free dry needling session, which is a $40 value, with the scheduling of an evaluation at any of their clinics. Now, I go to East Brainerd Road.
That's where I sent my daughter, Katie.
Yeah, and Brian, who worked on me, also helped her.
Yep, absolutely.
And very, very happy about
it. I think she saw you in there one time.
And I did not know who she was because she had lost so much weight.
Well, she was also in there one day, and one of our friends, you met him a couple of weeks ago, Gerald Riggs Sr., the ex-NFL running back, yeah, who I'm good friends with. He was in there, and she hadn't seen him since she was a little girl either, or a little kid. And so they talked. She's like, it's like I know all the people in there. I'm like connected.
Connected.
But yeah, Brian did great work. Yeah.
Well, people who want to get this $40 value, just come to Nutrition World and ask Scott or one of the head honchos, and we will give you the card so you can have a free dry needling. I did it. I did it probably 15 times. Pretty darn amazing. I can't say I enjoyed the twang when it hit a nerve, because when it hits a nerve, there's a twang that goes right down some nerve pathway. And
is that what they want to do or not?
Nah, you don't have to do that. And he actually tries not to do that.
Okay.
But you can't help it. A lot of nerves are in the body. Pretty darn amazing. I was in there with a lady listening to her who had Achilles tendon really bad. Like Achilles tendon is most of the time. I think it was plantar fasciitis. Mm. That's what it was. She said, well, the last time you did it, it lasted about a year. Here I am again. It's hurting again. And she said, I'm going to hang on because I know how bad it's going to be.
Wow.
She hung on. It wasn't, you know, she looked tough to me. And she said, well, that'll probably get me another year of relief.
Is it pain? See, I have a friend that's done it. He says it's not that painful.
Depends on the body part.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. That makes sense.
Yeah. Yeah. On my hip, you know, hips big places, and you can put a lot of needles in.
It'd be my hip if I go in there. So, yeah.
Yeah. I think it would buy you some relief for some time.
I like relief. Yeah. Don't smile. I can just tell your little hamster's running in your cage over there. Well, how can I make Clint look horrible on the radio right now? Just move on to the next thing on your list.
Hey, it's the holiday season. I'm going to be the good guy.
Oh, okay. Well, you've already bashed my car. Continue on.
Well, I did actually bash a car and the whole philosophy of marriage.
Yeah, so other than that,
but let me say it's about marriage. Worth it for the 22% who find happiness.
See, okay, me and you, I'm gonna jump in now. Mm-hmm. Cindy, you've kind of thrown the rock in the water. Here comes the waves. I was married for almost a little 21 years. I was with her for 21 or 22 years, and it ended, as marriages do. But in that, we had hundreds of great memories, a number of great years, great kids that come from it. Mm-hmm. So as much as I can say, yes, I failed at marriage, because I did. I failed and did my part, and she did her part. At the end of it, you have a chance to look back on it and go, there's no way it was all – I'm not saying they're not out there. There's no way that all marriages are 100% waste. They add something to your life if you look at it that way.
I would want to look at it, and I do look at it that way.
There
not
you go.
All people can. I don't think disasters are labeled BAD. I think that we have value that comes from hard times.
But even in the failure, hips. I had good memories.
But here's the thing. It's financial disaster for men in this country. It just is.
I'm not talking anymore.
Oh, there he goes.
Yeah, I'm out on this.
A tear just rolled down his eye. That's a whole different conversation. Heart-wise, yes, it's worth the pictures that you now have within yourself.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. The money-wise, yeah, that's we'll find a place for common agreement.
You know, I have watched myself for 45 years. I know that's a really interesting term because I am a cosmic being. So that, you know, I have a different location in the universe than most people. So I get to watch myself. But I found this correlation 20 years ago. I've had my ups and downs with depression and some anxiety, a little bit more depression than anxiety. I'm not having to deal with that now. Thank goodness. It might come back, but I'm really in a good, solid place.
Mm-hmm.
But during a lot of years, I was up and down. And this came out on a study that I cannot believe, because I realized this, that sleep deprivation actually treated my depression. I always felt less depressed when I had insomnia than when I was sleeping good. And on the health news just 2 days ago, sleep deprivation could relieve depression only temporarily, which is true. It bought me 2 or 3 days of not being depressed. and also can make you more hypersexual, which was very interesting. I also found that it did not decrease that end of the life. So sleep deprivation does balance a type of brain chemical.
I'm wondering, though, what the how it balanced or worked against depression. Is it because your body knows it has to step up and produce more chemicals to get through the day? I mean,
it could be a panic situation within the neurotransmitters.
Could it be that I'm taking more caffeine and stimulants during the day to stay awake? Okay,
no, I don't think it was that. But I found it very interesting because I found it to be very true.
Very interesting.
Yes, I know there's a lot of issues with testosterone and men and things in our society today that is worrisome, and this is no joke at all. I'm not even going to look at Clint when I say this. Okay,
I don't know what you're talking about.
The eyes are not going to even go anywhere
now.
But on the paper,
okay.
But sperm counts in men around the world have dropped 51% over the past 50 years. Total sperm counts, I don't know why that's different than normal, are down 62.3%, and the decline is accelerating. An environmental factor that may play a significant role in this is EMFs, electromagnetic fields. Makes sense, because the biggest part, it was the last 20 years, is when they really took a decline. Well, most men carry their cell phone close to their private parts many times, or in their back pocket.
Yeah, I carry mine in my back pocket. That's about it, or my car. Yeah. But plus, I'm at that age where I don't care about,
You don't care about that?
Yeah. Well, I mean, no.
Oh, okay.
I mean,
well, let's get more into that. Why would you not care about your sperm count, Clint?
Well, because I've it's been utilized. All it's going to be.
Oh.
I've made my babies, and I'm done making babies. I've been fixed on the other side of it. So
you do know that about one half of 1%, it grows back.
I'm going to be honest with you. The title for today's show is Ed's Negative Nancy Attitude.
That is not negative. It's realistic. You need to get it checked, is what I'm saying.
Your marriage, your sperm, cars, jeez, almighty.
Mold,
good gosh.
I do need to switch. I need to turn the corner.
We got
to
take it up a notch, buddy. Come on.
And also, to finish this, let's get off of this. Recent research found that men who use their cell phones more than 20 times a day had significantly lower sperm concentrations than those who didn't, placing them at a 30% increased risk for being infertile. And what is it doing to the prostate? That is, to me, the biggest thing.
If I'm using my phone, that's up near my ear. Mm-hmm. So the EMF, that would go to your point that EMFs are way more potent maybe than we realize.
Yes. And I am, again, as we talked to Jason.
Jason Smith, yeah.
He was the Afghanistan hero that lost both his legs and was just an amazing show about four shows ago. And you had him on your show. Yes.
I've had him on twice. He was on Crimecast with me and David Roddy about 2 weeks ago because he went to the Invictus Games and won some medals.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And he's really into this EMF protection. So I told him about my cell phone case called Safe Sleeve. And if you type in Safe Sleeve, I think 15, you get a 15% discount on their website.
And next time we saw him, he had one for him and his wife.
Bingo. And there's not a lot of people who actually execute. And it kind of gets me sometimes because they're like, I want to do this. Tell me more information. Write it down for me. And then a month later, it's like, I just really didn't follow through. I lost a piece of paper, blank, blank, blank. He's not one of those.
He actually
executed it. I knew he would when I spoke to him and he walked out of here. And here's an interesting fact. There's a site on Instagram called Facts, and they back up everything with the references that it would be hard to argue with these statements. And this has nothing to do with health, but I like talking about stuff. The more money a couple spends on their wedding and engagement rings, the more likely they are to get divorced. This was done by an economics professor, Andrew Francis. Mm. Makes sense.
Mm, yeah.
I spent a lot of money on my daughter's first wedding, and by the time she married her second, I was still paying off the first one.
I don't know about it. Here's what I know. I've said this to my kids, and I'm just going to be honest. When I got married, it was in the mid-90s. Two best weeks. It was great. We had a great wedding. A bunch of my friends. I had 9 groomsmen.
Wow.
Yeah, we had a blast for a couple of weeks. But looking back on it, the money we spent, if we'd have used a third of that on the marriage and taken 2/3 of that and invested it and used that to build and start our life, it would have changed so much for us. So that's what I wish people would do. It's like, hey, whatever you're going to spend, we want to spend $30,000. Great. Spend five. and then get everybody else, and then take the rest, whatever you're going to do, invest it in your marriage.
Yeah,
to start off.
Very much financial sense.
Yeah.
Sometimes it doesn't make families happy, or certain ones in that family, but...
You want to be happy now or later?
Oh, just now.
There you go.
It's absolutely just now only. It's not about later. You know that.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Delayed gratification... What is that?
Yeah.
Yeah. DG.
That just means I wait 15 minutes to go get my hamburgers from the radio show. That's delayed.
I don't mean to be negative today, but we're going to talk about washing machines and a dangerous bacteria. So here we go.
No, go for it, man.
13 newborns in Germany were, I don't know if they were died or they were devastatingly sick with a dangerous bacteria. And this has come up before. So this is not new. But it's bacteria that gets into a washing machine. It's called Klebsiella. And high amounts, we all have small amounts. When you get high amounts, it can be devastating to your health and can kill people.
Ooh.
Because what it does is it triggers life-threatening lung infections. Mm. And these washing machines should be cleaned and sanitized routinely to reduce the growth of the bacteria and the mold. And the culprit is the rubber ring on the front-loading washing machine. And I read about this 3 or 4 years ago, and it's like, ding, that makes some sense, because I mean hot water does kill it. So if you're washing in super hot water, it says you're minimizing the risk. But if you're washing in medium water and somebody else's clothes, if they were sick, it's going to breed the bacteria right in there.
Yeah, and I don't know this, but can't you just run some bleach through there?
Like, oh, you could run bleach. But you can't bleach clothes that have colors in them.
No, you bleach towels, put a bunch of whites in there and bleach that. Use bleach every now and then.
How about your underwear?
I don't wear white underwear.
Oh, what color do you wear, Clint?
I want you to put that on the list of things that's none of your business and stay in your own lane. That's what I'd like for
people
you to do, sir.
People want to know
now,
about
I gotta be honest,
the ghost.
They do not. They do not want to know.
Well, I'm worried that you don't wear white, so that means that you are obviously wearing colorful.
I either wear colorful or I go commando. That's how it rolls.
What?
No, I'm just kidding. Now, Sean, this is how you get invited off the radio show by Sean Whitfield. Move on, sir. What else on your list of negative?
I'm a rascal, but I'm not going commando. Okay?
Well, let's see. There you go.
All right.
I'm a risk taker.
Oh, yeah.
Go for it.
Fever. Got to talk about fever because I want to talk again.
Of course we have to.
Of course, yes.
We have to.
Because it's not anything joyful.
Right.
So in most cases, there's absolutely no reason to fear fever and fever-reducing medications, because fever-reducing medications prolong the illness. And I talked about this 2 or 3 weeks ago.
Yeah.
But today, in these times today, we have so many sicknesses that we seem to have not had 20 years ago or 30 with children. And RSV is one of those. Mm-hmm. And RSV is that very harsh cough. On Instagram, and I think it's Dr. Green Mom is the name, she talks about this is how you treat it, with credible studies showing you give a very large amount of vitamin A for 1 to 2 days. I have all the studies. I have all the references. I have all the dosing. If people want to email me at nutritionworld@comcast.net, I can give it to them. But we don't just sit back and then just, oh, let's throw some Tylenol at this. Let's do something to help the body rid itself and fight the battle and go along with the body and help it to enhance its abilities, not just dampen it, because Tylenol dampens it, because the studies do show when you do animal studies that have – when the animals have fever and you reduce it, they have a higher death rate.
So I've learned to love NAC for anything with lungs, but there is a fine line, especially when you have kids, of it's okay to let the fever run its course, and I know there's a certain threshold and you get the doctors involved, but I also want my kid to sleep at night.
Bingo.
And rest is such an important way to recuperate. So a lot of times we parents and humans just get stuck in this fine line of there's two good things I'm supposed to be doing. How do I walk the fine line between doing both things without getting in the way? I can tell you this as a parent. Sleep, as my dad used to give me, the little whiskey and the little hot toddy.
Uh-huh.
And knock it out. Ace, go to bed. Have at it.
What age were you?
Oh, I got the honey, the lemon, and the whiskey. Got that when I was in elementary school.
What's the number for children's services?
Yeah, it's a little late now.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. And good luck taking him in. Y'all better bring back up. Even at 70-something. However many you're bringing ain't enough. I can tell you that right now.
That was an interesting way that went.
That's it. You better bring help.
I'm going to end that with I love I wish that more pediatricians were more open to the integrative approach of supporting the body. Well, Dr. Litwin is at Nutrition World. Dr. Litwin, we've had her on Vital yes. Health Radio. Amazing pediatrician who has decided that she can't go down the normal path because there's too many things of value that she could not embrace in corporate medicine. So if you want to pursue someone, not for acute care, this is for chronic care.
Right.
But if you want to, you can look at nutritionw.com for our practitioners. We have 17. Actually, she may make it 18. And you can see Dr. Litwin, L-I-T-W-I-N. She's an amazing pediatrician. Well, it is time to take a break. When we come back, I have a couple words of wisdom. That plus more to come as we continue. For Clint Powell, I'm Ed Jones, and stay with us.
You're listening to Vital Health Radio, presented by Vascular Institute and Vein Clinic. More to come after these brief messages.
At Texas Roadhouse, they're famous for their hand-cut steaks, fall-off-the-bone ribs, made-from-scratch sides, ice-cold beer, and their irresistible fresh-baked bread.
They take great care in everything they prepare, served with big smiles at a great value.
Texas Roadhouse is always focused on providing legendary food and legendary service.
Download their mobile app, place an order, and pick up curbside. Texas Roadhouse, located at Shalford Road and I-75.
I am stressed beyond belief.
What's wrong, honey?
Just life, bills, gas prices, everything. Looks like we aren't going to get that vacation again this year.
Why not? We can just take your gold and sell it to Rick Davis.
Hey, that's a pretty good idea.
Yep, Rick Davis Gold and Diamonds pays top prices for gold.
Yay, we can finally take that trip to Jamaica like we always wanted to.
Rick Davis Gold and Diamonds, helping you get away for a little while. Rick Davis Gold and Diamonds, 5301 Brainerd Road.
The Vascular Institute of Chattanooga is the area's only comprehensive endovascular vascular specialty center dedicated to critical limb disease with a special focus on amputation prevention. The staff of experts provides complete medical assessment, therapies, and procedures with on-site surgical interventions if needed. Appointments and new patients are now being accepted at the Vascular Institute of Chattanooga. For more information, visit vascularinstituteofchattanooga.com.
Hi, I'm Mandy Livingston from Your Home Radio on 98.1 The Lake. Attention all ladies, listen up. Are you feeling tired, loss of energy, weight gain, or low sex drive? Then your hormone levels might be low. I've got the solution for you. Optimize You Chattanooga is a hormone optimization center that specializes in hormone replacement therapy. They changed my life and they can change yours. Find them online at optimizeyouchattanooga.com.
I'm Sean Whitfield.
And I'm Mandy Livingston.
Join us every Saturday morning at 8 for Your Home Radio on 98.1 The Lake.
Featuring topics and guests all related to your home.
A production of the Whitfield Media Group.
Welcome back. You're listening to Vital Health Radio, presented by Vascular Institute and Vein Clinic on 98.1 The Lake.
Welcome back, and thank you for making us a part of your day. I'm Ed Jones, back with the Waffle House Healthcare Physician Specialist of Chattanooga.
Yeah. Well, East Ridge.
Oh, just East Ridge.
Just East Ridge. I mean,
I got you.
I don't have jurisdiction in Chattanooga.
You didn't apply for that license.
Yeah, no, I haven't done that one.
2 points I want to make in the short time we have left. I was going to do some words of wisdom, but I think I want to get 2 health points out. One is, what is adrenals? Last time we talked about gallbladder. Today, I want to talk about the adrenal glands. They sit on top of the kidneys. What do they do? I think if we own a car, we own a computer, we own a cell phone, we need to know more about how it works.
Right.
So the adrenal glands are very small. They're kind of like little kidney beans, but they produce so much in regard to blood pressure, stabilization, cortisol, which gets us up in the morning, makes us have life and energy. It balances a lot of our endocrine system. There's so much that plays into it. But the biggest issue with people today is called adrenal fatigue. It's when you have had too much adrenaline for so long that you basically burn the adrenals out and you mm-hmm. become a jellyfish on the beach. What do you do about that? Well, part of it is I always joke and say, oh, you need a 3-week vacation in Maui. That was one of the first cures, but right. that doesn't work very well. There are options to handle that. One is if you want to get tested for it, we have test kits at Nutrition World where you do a cortisol test 4 times a day, morning, afternoon, evening, and nighttime with a saliva test. That will determine whether you are upside down on cortisol, because you will not sleep if you have cortisol at night. And if you have low cortisol in the morning, you will not be very productive. So I want to talk about the adrenals. That's okay. very important. Secondly, a guy came into our store from South Africa, really cool fellow with a strong accent, and he's marketing one product big time in South Africa that is doing extremely well. And what it does is alkalize the system. We know about alkaline waters, and we know about baking soda, we know about alkaline foods, but this is an unusual formula, and he said it is so popular in South Africa for kidney stones and gout. So kidney stones and gout, they sell so many quantities of this that it's crazy. When he told me the numbers, it's called Multiforce Alkaline product. We're going to give away, anyone who emails me, the first person who emails me at nutritionworld@comcast.net, we'll get a free bottle of Multiforce.
The first person.
Yes. And it's a mix. You mix it up in water and you drink it. So if you have some symptoms and you want to experiment and you don't have other medical symptoms that you need to check with your doctor, which is fine if you need to.
Right.
But it's totally natural product, and that doesn't always mean it's safe, but it is very safe. And it will alkalize your system, which means it reduces the acidity of your body.
I got a quick quote.
Yeah, we got
word of wisdom here. Well, first
good.
Of all, it's
Thank
Thanksgiving
you.
Time when we're recording this. I'm very thankful for you, Ed, and Sean Whitfield, and all my friends. In life, you will meet two kinds of people, ones who build you up and ones who tear you down. But in the end, you will thank them both.
Oh,
I like that.
Ooh, that hit pretty darn good.
I like that.
Because so agree with that.
Yeah.
Don't stab the person who's got some negativity with a knife.
No.
Down the road, you're going to see a perspective you are not seeing right now.
Well, that's why you have calluses to get tougher. Your muscles develop when they've been torn down. Everything, you know, stuff can happen, but it's that whole grateful attitude. I'm grateful for the experience. It doesn't always have to be a positive one.
Life is about learning, and it doesn't always come in roses and coffee cake.
I learn way more through my failures and being corrected than I do the stuff I've done right.
Yes.
Absolutely.
And that's true even in the gym. I mean, you know, there's not a more pure sport than boxing. You learn real fast when you screw up in boxing because you get punished immediately from somebody who's good.
Yeah, somebody better than you, which you should always be doing stuff with people better.
There you go.
Than.
That's some great words of wisdom for this holiday season. Well, that does it for this week's edition of Vital Health Radio, presented by the Vascular Institute and Vein Clinic, 98.1 The Lake. We thank you for listening. We'll be back here again next Sunday morning at 9 a.m. for a radio show that's all about your healthy living. For Clint Powell, I'm Ed Jones with Nutrition World in Chattanooga. Have a healthy and safe and a brave day. Thank you.
Thank you for listening to another edition of Vital Health Radio, presented by Vascular Institute and Vein Clinic on 98.1 The Lake, with your hosts, Ed Jones and Clint Powell. For past shows and more information, check out our website, vitalhealthradio.com. You can also find us on your favorite podcast platform. Search Vital Health Radio Download. This broadcast has been a production of the Whitfield Media Group.